Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
L'été 2025. Dès maintenant, les meilleurs deals de l'été chez MediaMarkt. Des vacances en voiture? Occupe les enfants pendant tout le voyage avec la Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 Lite avec clavier, stylo et earbuds pour 259€. C'est déjà l'été chez MediaMarkt.
Salut, c'est Antoine de Repod. Bienvenue dans Futur, un podcast à Cast recommande.
Bienvenue.
Chaque jour dans Futur, nous questionnerons notre usage du numérique pour voir comment nous pouvons individuellement et collectivement l'améliorer. Pour cela, nous croiserons les regards d'experts de diverses disciplines, retracerons l'histoire du numérique et nous vous embarquerons même dans des scénarios de science-fiction.
Voulez-vous en savoir plus ?
Futur est un podcast Europod, disponible chaque jour à 6h du matin, sur toutes les plateformes d'écoute et sur le www.europod.eu.
Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips with me, Zach, and...
Me, Jack.
Wow, we've never done that before, have we?
No, I don't know if I liked it.
No, I didn't either. It felt quite...
forced.
Yeah, okay, let's say forced, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. So, this week, we've obviously started talking about how to speak to people, but where do we find them? And I think me and you have got some good experience in this. We obviously have companies who come to us with, here's a set of data, and I want you to speak to as many people as possible. But we've also got companies who come to us and say, I want to speak to marketing directors in a certain sector. And we've also got companies who come to us and say, here's top 50 companies that we really want to work with or our dream prospects. And I've no idea how to start it. I just want to speak to the CEO of all those companies. Go out and make it happen for us.
Yeah. And it's a hard one because sometimes you deal with data and you're looking at your sheet and you're thinking, these are switchboards. How am I going to ring up someone and I'm going to say, hi, Susan, and she's just a customer advisor. And I say, Mark's not in today. And she goes, who's Mark? And I say, he's the CEO of AXA. It's not going to happen. So there's certain things you've got to do when you're searching for these kind of people. And I know that I feel like you're a bit of like a magnum PI, aren't you? You're in the nicest way possible. Like, You're a bit of a detective when it comes to like getting through to the right people. Maybe you're wasted in sales. Maybe you should be working in intelligence.
I told someone before how I got hold of someone that I always wanted to get hold of. And he went, you're a sneaky bastard, aren't you? But it was for a meeting for him. But anyway, yeah, so it can be done. So I think they're two separate topics. So there's how do I get hold of marketing directors and have the best chance of getting hold of Mark? Let's take that as an example. And I've got some things that we can talk about there. And then also, if I want to get hold of the CEO of a company and I cannot get hold of him, the gatekeeper won't give me his number, what are some things that might work to try that? So should we start with the where do we find the marketing directors first?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Hit me. Hit me with all of your knowledge.
Okay, so I would say one thing that's always worked for me is LinkedIn has quite a clever feature that you can have an account overview. So AXA, you just use them. I could look at AXA and say, show me the strategic hires that are happening, right? So if I spotted that they're starting to change a lot of their marketing team and they've hired a new marketing director in the last 2 months, chances are they've done that for a reason. So they're probably quite open to change. Mm. Whereas you might find if someone's been there for 20 years, they might be more of the mindset of, well, this works and it's not broken, so why would we bother fixing it? They might be more reluctant to change. It's quite nice to hit a company when they're open to changing something, and it feels like when that's taking place, that's the perfect time.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Have you tried that yourself?
I totally agree. I had a conversation with a managing director who had just been brought in, and I think it was maybe his second day, and he was like, right, okay, it's my second day, so I'm a little bit overwhelmed with everything that's going on, but this is something that's really interesting. And he was like, will you call me back in a week once I'm a bit settled? And obviously, look, Michael, if I call you back in a week, you're probably not going to pick up, are you? No, I will. Right, and what do I do if you don't pick up? I promise you I'll pick up. And we ended up having a meeting from it. So it goes to show that it's like when people are fresh, obviously if they're too fresh, sometimes it's maybe not the best time to panic. Yeah. It's their first day, but it's using that kind of intelligence that you've got to kind of get your foot in there before anyone else gets in, because they will be receptive to that.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing to look at is, so I was working for a company who do ISO accreditations. And what I did to find people for that is I typed in the accreditation that it's for, and it basically showed up everyone who's posting about it and talking about it on LinkedIn. Mm. And there was people in there saying, oh, I'm really struggling with getting this accreditation. Anyone done this accreditation before? Anyone on the pre-? There's all these different posts taking place around it. So they all become leads. Yeah. And then when the gatekeeper asks you what's it about, you say, oh, I saw that he's posted on this ISO accreditation on LinkedIn, so I was hoping I could help him. So there's some quite clever ways of using LinkedIn and not just going in with just a set of data. There's a place for that. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're struggling to get hold of key people, these are the things that you should be thinking of. You shouldn't just think, I can't get hold of them, never mind.
Yeah. Can I tell you a sneaky one that I've been doing? And I don't know if I've even said this to you off camera, but it's I've got a friend, someone that I used to work with, who's a managing director of a company. And I've spoken to a few people about it, and I'm kind of on a few radars now. Anybody that receives a cold email B2B, someone trying to sell them their product, obviously it's not going to work for every business, but it shows. Usually, if you forward them emails on, a lot of people's mobile numbers are at the bottom of that email, and it shows that they're receptive to, obviously, they're outsourcing. And because of what we do, we prospect for businesses. So I'm like, right, okay, all of a sudden, I know that you've got a need. I know that you prospect because you're sending an email. Doesn't look like you're cold calling and your mobile number's there. I've won clients by that. You just say to your network, like, look, any spam emails that you get that you'd usually delete, send them to me. There's something in that. Obviously, you've got to search for the gold, but you never know just by like saying to people, look, I bet people that are high up will get hundreds of emails a week, people spamming them. And usually at the bottom of these signatures, call me on my mobile, because it's people that are willing to sell. And they're not just necessarily SDRs. A lot of the time, these emails come from managing directors if they are small companies.
Yeah, my dad sent me one of them, actually, someone trying to sell his company cigars.
And did you?
Did I go into for the cigars?
Did you buy them?
Not really. I'm on a bit of a health kick, man. I'm trying to put the Cubans down these days, you know.
It's interesting.
I think that's a really good shout, mate. Like, you know, there'll be people out there who are doing what you do or showing signs of the problem that you solve, and you could make your life easier with some of the low-hanging fruit. But obviously, sometimes it's just a case of here's 500 leads and get through and make it happen, which we also specialize in. But sometimes you've got to be strategic with it, which I think is important too. Right. So the other example is, so I'm trying to think of a, so I've got a client who gave me top 50 customers that they want to work with, and they're all big blue chip, big companies. It's going to be impossible to be directed to the director that you're trying to get hold of. So, and I was trying, you know, he doesn't take calls, can't get through the gatekeeper. I'm trying every week. It's the same 50, you're going round and round again. So what I started trying to do was go down a few levels in the pecking order, get the mobile number of that person. So say I'm after director, I'd be after one level down and then maybe their assistant. Ring up their assistant who answers, and I say, sorry, I was supposed to get through to Jack Frimster. And they say, oh, no, Jack's the director of X. Oh, okay. What should I do? Go back to reception, or have you got his number there? And 9 times out of 10, I've got his number here. Give me one sec. Bang. Number's given to you. You're straight on the phone to him, mobile-wise. And there's usually obviously you've got to be pretty sharp on the pitch, but there's usually a point where he's, how did you get my number? And obviously that's a point of, you need to be prepared for that. And that's probably one for another conversation.
Another episode, yeah. You were talking to me about another one that I think we both used, and it's brilliant. And you go through and they say, oh, he's working from home today. You go, right, okay, that's annoying. Okay, let me see the time, yeah. Oh, I've got a meeting in 20 minutes. Does his mobile still end in 703? No, it doesn't. Right, okay, what is it? And then all of a sudden people are like, all right, yeah, I'll just give you. It's like people are just so receptive to it because of the way you sound and because you sound like authority. Right, okay, yeah, I'll here's his mobile number. Next thing you know, you're speaking to the CEO and you're booking meetings.
Oh yeah, that's that's another one that you catch people out on is when they say you'd need to speak to our procurement director, and you're like, oh, John Smith, and like, no, it's Steve Johnson.
Well, you told me a brilliant story. What was the guy that was like, they said they weren't going to tell you. Is that not right?
Well, they weren't going to tell me what the name was.
They said, well, I'm not going to tell you who it is. And you was like, oh, it's Debbie, isn't it? And they were like, no, it's Lucy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What, Debbie Jones? No, it's Lucy Smith. Oh, Lucy Smith, right. But they just said they weren't going to tell me. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's all sorts of stuff like that. When people give you sort of flippant things in calls, we don't take cold calls. Can you send it to the info@email address? And you just say no. Or just keep talking about something else. But yeah, there's all sorts of ones like that. But yeah, so I would say it's not over. If you're trying to get hold of CEOs and it's not happening for you and you're out there making these calls, there are ways of doing it, of getting hold of them. And it's usually through calling in maybe one level below and being really assumptive. Ah, I don't know what's happened here. I was trying to get hold of Jack Frimston. Oh, he's my boss. Right, okay. Do I go back to reception? Have you got his mobile number? I've got his number here. Give me one sec.
I think that's the thing. People just don't want to ask because it's the thing within you, like, well, that's bad. Like, that's naughty. Like, I shouldn't have his mobile. Do you know what I mean? There's something within the psychology saying, I shouldn't have this person's mobile number. I'm not going to ask. I'll do my job, but I'm not going to ask. But if you ask... So I always say, seek forgiveness, not permission. And then just like, and then you call up and you're like, it's a sales call. How did you get my number? Well, I spoke to reception. I said, what's his number? And they gave it me. Like, that's the conversation that happened.
On the mindset piece there, if that person's genuinely got a problem that you fix, then they'll be grateful that you rang them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what it boils down to. And that is the thing I take when I'm cold calling, because cold calling can be hellish, don't get me wrong. But if you say, right, well, we've got a solution, we know what we're good at, we just want to get the word out there, and this is going to be the quickest and the easiest way. And if it's not, if you don't have that problem, sound, see you later.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite quick and painless. We're not trying to build rapport and find out where people go fishing and what the dog's called and stuff. We're just getting in there. Diagnosing a problem. If they don't need help, then we're gone. I'm not going to keep ringing. Once I've rang that CEO, I'm not going to think, well, I'll ring you back next week just in case you've suddenly got that problem again.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think you see a lot of sales reps online and they're like, no, you've got to build your rapport over 1 year and you've got to say your name because they'll know that you keep calling back. It's boring. Get over it. Like, these people are important people. If they've got that problem and you've called at the right time with a solution, great, there's going to be a matchup. If not, and you're hoping that one day they're going to have that problem and they're thinking, yeah, actually, I'm going to call that person back, they're never going to go, yeah, it was that bloke that rang me. I've actually got his email saved at info@blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen.
No. I saw one that pissed me off before. It was a guy in America, quite a big name as well in business, advising people to go out and tell all your dream clients that you'll work for them for free for the first year.
Oh.
It's very, very hard to do something for free for someone, then go back and say, now can you pay for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, maybe other countries work differently, but I think you only really value what you pay for. So
I agree. I understand the whole psychology about it. And it was very big, I think, probably about 10 years ago, where you DM someone for your dream job and say, like, look, I'll come and work for you for free. And there's a difference between getting your foot in the door if you want to be a PA to Kim Kardashian. Look, I'll do this for a year. But I think there's a difference, like, look, use our service for a year. And if you like it, come, like, pay for it. At the end of the year.
If you want a job, definitely shoot your shot. But if you're a company who wants to, You're in a commercial entity. The aim of the game is to make money.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a charity.
People say to us, well, can you do like a trial? If you're that good, can you just do like a trial for a month and then obviously at the end of year we'll pay you? That's not how business works, unfortunately.
No, exactly. I can't go to Tesco and grab my shopping and say, can I just, I'm definitely sure I like these bits, so I'll pay for those. But these bits I've never tried before, so I'm not going to pay for them. And if I like them, I'll come back and pay you.
I'm not going to pay for these cigars right now because I might have a better offer somewhere else. I think there's some great tips in there. I think there's some really good stuff.
We've gone on a bit of a tangent, but I think that's in a nutshell how we get past people that are craftier. You know, when it's you can't get hold of them, we can.
I feel like don't be afraid to shoot your shot. Like, just say, "Oh, right, do you have their mobile number?" And then if they don't want to give it you, they'll say, "Yeah, I do, but I don't want to give it you." Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Oh, it ends in 413, doesn't it? I might have it. Ends in 413. No, it doesn't. 017. No, it's not that. It's 07. And then they correct you. There's loads and loads of ways of getting it. But if you are trying to get hold of key people, pick some of those things out. Give them a try. Drop me and Jack a message saying it's really worked. And Jack likes gin. I like beer. So we accept gifts.
See you later.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it, so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.